morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in St. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. They say it doesn't matter how you pray as long as you are sincere. They're wrong. It matters very much how we pray. If it didn't, Jesus would not have taught us how to pray. But he did. He taught us the perfect prayer. It has seven petitions in it. It includes everything for which we should pray. It matters very much how we pray. The way we pray and the way we believe are intimately joined. We pray from faith. Faith is necessary for prayer. What we believe in will determine what we pray for. Conversely, if we learn a certain kind of prayer and pray it, that prayer will influence what we believe. It goes back and forth. What we believe will influence how we pray. How we pray will influence what we believe. In Jesus' parable about the Pharisee and the tax collector, we see two ways of praying. They represent two ways of believing. The Pharisee prays about himself. He is the chief topic of his prayer. He's happy with himself the way he is. He knows that he's better than other people. He knows this because he compares himself to others. By comparison with others, he looks quite good. The Pharisee gives thanks to God when he prays. He reasons that this must be what God wants most, so he thanks God. The Pharisee knows that he is good and he wants to give the credit for his goodness to God. Surely God would appreciate that. In listing the good things about himself for which he dutifully gives thanks to God, he mentions specifically things where he goes beyond the legal requirement. He fasts twice a week, not just once. He doesn't merely give a tithe on certain of his possessions, he gives a tithe on everything. The Pharisee thanks God for making him into the kind of man he is. The tax collector prays about God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He appeals to who and what God is. His single and simple request is a confession of his faith. He trusts in a merciful God. He says little about himself. The only thing he says about himself is that he is a sinner. Literally, he is the sinner. The tax collector's prayer gives God glory not by empty thanks, but by sincere request. He asks God to be what God wants to be. God is merciful to sinners. The word for mercy that the tax collector uses in his prayer is not the most common word for mercy. Literally, he is praying, God, be propitiated toward me. That means God, set aside your anger against me and my sins for the sake of the sacrifice of your Son. He was praying in the temple. He was praying near where the ceremonial blood was sprinkled on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. That animal blood typified the blood that was to be shed by God in the flesh. All of that is encompassed in the word mercy. The tax collector appealed to the suffering and death of the promised Savior. He didn't talk about how good he had been. He didn't talk about how good he would be. He talked about Jesus. This is what true faith does. This is what true worship does. It appeals to the blood shed by Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. It lays claim to God's forgiveness freely given on account of that shed blood. The faith of the Pharisee centers in us and in our deeds. It is expressed by songs of praise. It doesn't matter so much what these songs say, because the point is not to talk about God, but to exalt the religious feelings of the one who is praying. Prayer is prayed for its own sake. We are praying because this is what makes us good. This is what makes us religious. We aren't like those others. And so by our prayers, we elevate ourselves. By our worship, we draw ourselves up to God. What we do here below draws us up to God above. We are elevated up to heaven by the sincerity of our faith and worship. The faith of the tax collector centers in God and in His mercy. It is expressed in supplication. It reminds God of God's own promises. It holds God to His gracious word. In crying for mercy, it glorifies God as being merciful and gracious. It claims nothing of its own to offer up to God. I am nothing but a sinner. But you are altogether merciful. This faith doesn't rely on a generic God or generic mercy. The sinner specifically asks God to be merciful to him for Jesus' sake. The faith lays hold of Jesus. It claims nothing but Jesus. It says, I have naught, my God, to offer save the blood of thy dear Son. Graciously accept the proffer, make his righteousness mine own. His holy life gave he, was crucified for me, his righteousness perfect. He now pleads before thee, his own robe of righteousness, my highest good, shall clothe me in glory through faith in his blood. When we confess this faith, we are not offering our own worship up to God as something that will bring us up to heaven. Far from it. We are trusting in the God who came down to earth to suffer for us. The way of prayer is the way of faith. This is one reason why we follow the historic liturgy of the church. The service begins after the confession absolution with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The historic liturgy of the church is centered in the true God, what He has done for us, and what He is doing for us. It doesn't focus on how good we are, but on how merciful God is. It presents a proper distinction between God's law and His gospel. The way of praying defines the faith for us. Faith doesn't rely on itself. It lives alone by mercy. Sometimes we may find this less than uplifting because we want to be better than we are, but we don't want to repent. Many churches have tossed out the historic liturgy and replaced it with what are called praise services. These praise services feature songs that appear at first to be more uplifting because they don't make us focus in on our sins so much. Instead, they lift up our feelings with upbeat music that features positive lyrics, rejoicing in what we are. But after the novelty of these praise services wears off, the sin remains, and the mercy is still our greatest need, even if we cannot recognize it. Who's going to argue that the Pharisee was not just as sinful as the tax collector? A man who despises others, who presumes to stand in judgment of his brother while standing in the presence of the holy God, surely has quite a bit to confess. He needs more than the emotional uplift shallow expressions of thanks can provide. He needs mercy from the living God. He needs the solid substance of the gospel grounded in nothing less than the obedience all the way to the cross of the Son of God. What people find initially to be so refreshing, so meaningful, so relevant becomes, in time, more of an emotional burden for them. Get yourself juiced up to praise God. Get into the proper frame of mind. Get the emotions running and lift the praise up to heaven. Ah, but I'm just too tired. I'm too burdened. I'm too much vexed by my sins of thought, word, and deed. I'd like to offer up thanks, but before I can do so, I need something solid from God. I need the forgiveness of sins that God, for Christ's sake, bestows on me. I need the body and blood in my mouth, and I need the forgiveness of sins spoken into my ears, and I need to know, before I can utter one word of true and grateful thanksgiving to God, I need to know that I, a sinner, am justified by God. Jesus said that the tax collector went home justified. He went home forgiven. The Pharisee, who thanked God that he was such a great Christian, did not. The sinner, who asked only for mercy, did. He, who could claim nothing good in himself for which to thank God, went home covered in a righteousness with which not even God could find fault, because it was Christ's righteousness. He who lifted up his good deeds to God for recognition went home as guilty as sin. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So says Jesus, so it is. The way of our prayer is the way of our faith. We pray for mercy. God gives it. We trust in it. And from this faith, all true Christian virtue comes. We learn to forgive as we have been forgiven, to show the same mercy we have received, and to live humbly before God and one another. Amen. We thank you for being our guest today on Christ for Us. We'd like to invite you to the services of our parish. We have church at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview every Sunday morning at 8:30. Church this morning at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney is at 10, but beginning next Sunday, September the 10th, our morning service will be at 10:45. We'd love to have you come and visit us, and we also invite you to go to the website christforus.org, where you find many sermons and interesting things. Please tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.